Under the lights, John Gibbons, welcome back. I am joined by Paddy Fitz, by Paul Anderson and by Sean Bennett to look ahead, and we are going to look ahead to Liverpool's game against Leipzig. And I don't know, you've got to try and enjoy it, Paddy, is what I'd say. You know, it's been tough in the league, but this is a bit of a break. They're in the nice position to qualify. You know, you've got to try and be positive at least. We're going to try and be positive at least.
Yeah, I think it's, at least it's a change, isn't it? You know, I think for so long now we're used to these league games where you're going into them beaten already, and at least now, the way the first leg result was, I mean, we don't want to tempt fate here, but it'd take a lot and it'd take a disaster for us to somehow fuck this one up. So I think it's nice to go into a game looking forward to it, knowing that, you know, no matter how bad Liverpool can be, we should be able to do enough. And I think the signs from the first leg, like, that their style of play suited us a bit more. And I mean, if that's how they played in the first leg, when it's essentially 0-0 kicking off, you know, in terms of, you know, they came at us a lot, you know, they're going to have to now, especially now because there are a few goals down. So, you know, it might open the game up a bit more, which is something that, you know, teams haven't really been doing against us in the last few weeks. So, you know, I'm looking for positives now, thinking about it, and I think just the way the game might play out might suit us a bit more.
Yeah, another positive, Sean, is that we've got a better recent record in the Puskás Arena than we have at Anfield, which is unlikely. No one saw it coming, but it is true. And a bit of a change of scenery, but also a place where they've won a game recently and beaten this opposition, you know, might spring some positive vibes too.
Yeah, it feels like a bit of a new lease of life, doesn't it? I feel like even last time round when we had the... What are we even on? Was it the away leg? The away leg, that wasn't an away leg, but was an away leg. Yeah, that just felt like that was the last game. I think I actually remember enjoying watching a game of football, which seems like a while ago, doesn't it? So I think... do you know what? Just keeping me up at night thinking, what are these problems? Because every day I wake up, I think it's something different, but... Mentality seems to be the issue, doesn't it? And I think if there's anything that can just wipe away what's happened in the league and what's been happening at home, it's this game, isn't it? And I think it seems like he did rest most of the team for this game. So we're actually going into it with a strong 11, you know, form aside, on paper it is a strong team, and I'd say the bench is looking the strongest we've had in a while, isn't it? So I think it's got to be the game if we turn it round now. I feel like I'm saying that every week, but yeah, I'm hoping new lease of life, new legs, or at least one goal, and that'll do.
I wonder if, because it's at the Puskás Arena, they'll do like proper old school Pro Evo, you know, where they'll try and decorate it like Anfield, and there's all like mad banners on the side, like who ate all the pies, and like come on Merseyside red. I'm quite looking forward to seeing if something like that happens.
That's your job in it, Paddy, anyway.
Yeah, I haven't done that, so if someone else has flew them over to Budapest, then that's Andy.
The Hungarian branch of Spion Cop 1906, which surely is by now, have sorted that out, I'm sure. There's you know, a couple of things there, Paul, you know, not least what Paddy said there about the fact that their style of play hopefully will suit us a bit and a bit more and seem to in that first, like the idea of, you know, getting one up against Liverpool and sitting back has been a very successful sort of tactic in the Premier League, but they won't be able to do that. They've got to keep coming at Liverpool, and that should benefit us, you know.
Yeah, I'd hope so. I think like one of the main problems what we've sort of come across the last few games as well has been the fact that we just seem to like get to half time 0-0. And then when it gets to 0-0 half time, we just sort of run out of ideas in the second half. So I suppose in theory, if you look at this as half time now, for once we've actually got a 2-0 lead at half time, which has been unheard of probably for a while. So if we take that sort of approach, like you've mentioned there, the fact that it's away from Anfield again, that just seems to be growing every game, like the hindrance of Anfield, of everyone mentioning, oh, it's been three games, it's been four games, and there we stand now, it's at six games, which is unbelievable when you think of obviously how we've done over the last few years. It sort of just went from feast to famine at Anfield. But the fact that we're away from, technically we're away from home, I'm hoping that'll help in this case, and fingers crossed the fact that we've got that two goal lead, surely to God we can see us over the line.